Speaking of the holidays, it was about this time last year that we started talking about our New Year's resolutions and what we were going to do. Mine, this is what I said last year. Be a better me in 2018. Be a better me in 2018. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to eat a little better. I'm going to do a little more exercise. I'm going to have a little more me time. And I'm going to do like a little more around the house. Why did you just laugh so hard?
Because I'd completely forgotten about that. Like, just a little bit better.
Yeah.
We threw you under the bus, because that's not a real resolution. Well,
we didn't throw him under the bus. He threw himself under the bus.
Well, kind of.
You guys are like, well, how are you going to decide that? And this is what I said. At the end of the year next year, am I lighter than I was? Do my pants fit better? And do I have more energy? Is my garage finally clean? That.
Well,
okay.
Is it clean?
No, it's not clean.
Are you lighter?
No.
You
okay.
Have more energy?
I'm not a better me in 2018. Dana, this is what you said.
Uh-oh. I am going to commit to working out. It's not going to get better from here.
Twice a week?
I'd say at least twice a week. But it needs to be more than that. It needs to be 3 or 4 days a week, but at least twice a week.
Dana Taylor?
Mm-mm. I have been working out more, though.
Okay.
Yes.
And Adam.
I think I'm a year behind.
Is that?
Yes, because people have been writing to me to congratulate me on fulfilling my New Year's resolution from the previous year of doing the traveling.
Traveling, yes.
Yes.
That's what it was.
So I thought I'd done mine, too.
Adam, here's what you said last year.
I'm going to commit, this is my first one, to running 1 mile every day, at least.
Run one mile every day.
At least, one every day. I'm going to enter more contests. That's my goal. I'm going to enter, and I'm going to win more contests.
Adam?
Well, the mile a day thing, I didn't think I made it the first day. Yeah. And entering more contests, I didn't enter any more, but I certainly entered a lot, so I stayed the course. I gotta say that I failed on that one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we're all three in the same sinking boat right now.
I don't feel terrible about how much I worked out. I didn't do as much as that, but right. I have made an effort to be fit this year.
All right.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah. Since I encompass a whole bunch of stuff under my umbrella of be a better me, I've narrowed it down. I have two real resolutions for 2019. Dana, you suggested one, and I think it's awesome. One is to have more date nights with my wife, Stacy. It's my high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
And so once a month, I'm going to go on a date with my wife.
Does she want to go?
I don't know.
You have to ask her
every
time.
You need to talk to her about it.
I guess we will find out in January. No, but she did hear you talking about it. She was listening, and she goes, I guess we're going to some movies now, huh? Thanks to Dana. And I'm like, yes.
See? So, take her to the movies.
That'll be our first date in January. Will be a movie night.
Nice.
And then the other
I like that you're making her wait. This will start in the new year.
Yeah, give me time. I can't be a better me yet.
You have a bunch of time off, too.
The other thing I want to do for real is I want to do a 5K by May. And I think that's totally doable. My birthday is May 17th.
Absolutely.
So that gives me 4.5 months to train and get ready.
And you
so
mean
you
want
to run a 5K?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Not walk it, because I've done one my whole life. I finished dead last. It took me like...
You finished.
It took me 48 minutes.
It doesn't matter. You finished.
So I would like to beat my time.
Okay.
So that's my goal. So if anybody wants to do a 5K with me by May, let's do this together. We can make a little team. And I'm looking at you two as well.
What?
But as you train for that, you're going to realize that that's really not that far, and you're going to want to have done a 10K.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let him get, right. Adam, just let him get there.
Baby
steps. Right.
All right, so Dana, what is your resolution going to be in 2019?
Mine will always include also traveling, because it's important to me, and I have to stay on myself to keep going, because I want to see more of the world. But my friend that I told you about last week, my friend Angie, who came into town to do the Spartan Beast, I was talking to her. I'm like, wow, you know, I thought about doing it with you as a show of solidarity, but then I looked at what you actually have to do, and I'm not doing that. So she made it back home to Panama City last night. And what's the first thing she did after this 6-hour drive home?
Can I guess?
What?
Send you a link? To sign up?
Sent me a link, but she found a baby one for me to start with. There's something called a terrain race, and this one's February 16th. It's right here in Orlando. It's a 5K, but it's got obstacles.
Oh, cool. No, too much for me.
Yes. So she sent that to me as my thing to do. So my goal for the year is going to be not necessarily this, but if she does a Spartan, to do one of the Spartans with her.
Did you record that, Adam?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, she's something else. So I feel like I want to support her.
You can do it.
Like going through all this stuff in Panama City and then still finding the energy and will to do this stuff. I'm like, okay, I need to be there for my girl.
I was going to say, you're very athletic and outgoing, but I think that you would do it because I think this friend means so much to you.
Yeah.
Adam, all right. So all right. 2019.
So I've got two quick ones. My first one is not selfish. I want to be a better husband overall because I know like when you get caught up in life and everything, the first person that you tend to neglect or you tend to take out on or whatever, and it's always my awesome, amazing, wonderful wife, and I need to focus more on her and be nicer.
Who's just the overall. You? I don't think that, I know when you get busy and when you...
When you guys get busy. Well, when I get busy.
A mirror. Okay, so who is going to gauge
I'll let
that
her...
You're-
Okay. Yeah, I'll let her come and tell us next year if I did it, if I'm a better man as a husband. And then my other one's
selfish.
Wow,
that's like, ooh.
Hello.
I don't know if I'm rooting for you or not. It's like, wow, it's going
to
be juicy.
Something to talk about every day.
No. Okay.
How are you a better man? My other one is selfish. It's just I don't like the way I look at all. So I'm going to lose at least 25 pounds healthy, not by fasting or anything, just by running and working out.
The real way.
The real way.
25 pounds.
At
that's
least,
a lot.
At least. Well, I've got it to spare right
at
now.
At least you have. Okay, so Adam's wife, Erin, is. She could do Spartan Beast right this instant.
Right.
Yeah, she is super, super fit. So at least you have a partner, and it's your life partner who you can work out with, and you know she's going to be going on runs.
Yeah, we used to run half marathons together all the time.
I remember.
I got lazy.
Get back in there.
She still does it.
All right. Well, good luck. And if you want to do some double dates with me and my wife, seriously, welcome to. We can go to the movies.
There we go.
Because I got to go at least once a month. No, just kidding.
You get to go.
I get to go.
Wow.
I know. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
I feel good about. I think I've got the best chance.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just gonna knockers out by February.
I
like
know.
Sit back and watch us
and travel. Yeah.
All right. Well, hold us accountable for these resolutions, and we'll keep you posted as the year goes. But I got until May to get in shape to do this 5K. So
do it.
I'm asking Santa for some running shoes for Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah.